Hashem said, I don't want the Jews to see war and return to Mitzrayim. Says the Medrash, war is war with Amalek. There are two wars. We have the war conquering the land of Israel, and there our goal is to get rid of them. We're supposed to have the land of Am Yisrael, and then it doesn't have to be our war with them. Hashem says, I'll send this creature called the Tzirah before you, and this fly that would have a harmful effect on them will also help you conquer the land. So in conquering the land of Israel, it doesn't have to be our job. If the Girgashi tribe chooses to run away to North Africa, fine. Good luck. That's fine. We have to have the land of Israel. The point isn't the war. With Amalek, the point is the war. There's a constant war. And it has to be through war. There's going to be a battle. And there's going to be a fight. And the fight is part of the goal. It's not just the outcome. Here we see the Sefer HaChinuch writes that the women must help in the war against the seven nations, but they're putter from the war with Amalek. Because the whole point is war. Women are not supposed to be involved in war. Women are involved in getting the land of Israel, but they're not involved in a war that's for the sake of a war. And that's why Hashem says, I don't want the nation to face war and turn back. Because with Amalek, there must be a war. There's no avoiding that. If the problem were a different nation, if the problem, so the Mitzrim can fall in the Yamsuf, and you could have tribes that are bashed between mountains. It says there were tribes that prepared to ambush us in our journeys, and Hashem made two mountains shift, and they were crushed between the mountains. There can be other ways to get rid of other enemies. With Amalek, there will have to be war, and that's why Hashem says, I don't want them to travel that route. They shouldn't have to face that war.